Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Praise be to our God and Father. Blessed be the God of all mercies and compassion and consolation. What a wonderful time again we have to come together and share and fellowship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, in His Word and with one another. It's always a joy for me to come to your home or wherever you are today and to fellowship with you in the Holy Spirit. As you know already, as I've said it here many times, there is no distance in the Spirit. You may be 10,000 kilometers away, 10,000 miles away, wherever you are. As long as you are tuning in here today to this message, we are there together in the Spirit. There is no distance in the Spirit. And the grace of God that is right here in this studio today will flow to you and meet you and touch you wherever you are. God's word is infinite. His word is His law. His word is His power. His word is His own very person. God so much loved His word and honored His word that He called His word His Son. Him and His word is one. And by His word, He made the heavens and the earth. And by the same word, He is preserving every human on the face of the earth. His word is powerful. His word is a living thing. His word is alive and well and active today as it was yesterday. Be blessed today. And thank you for joining me again on Arise and Shine. To God be the glory, great things He has done. We just finished our yearly Majesty Conference this past weekend, and what a blessing it was. What a grace, what an amazing grace. And we thank God for all of you who watched the Majesty Conference. You can also go on our website. Speaking of OASA, go to the Holy Ghost, OASA.tv. You can find all the information there. You can watch our 2022 Majesty Conference. It was such a glorious time. One of the speakers just called me as they went back to the Caribbeans and said it was truly, truly majestic. And all the glory belonged to God. Also, we have had a great summer of harvest. We have had meetings and tent meetings and open doors, different places. And God poured amazing grace upon all these meetings. And many lives were touched and many were healed and many were delivered. And many lives we are really transformed. To God be the glory. Anyway, Father, we thank you and praise you for all that you are doing all over the world. We thank you and Lord, I also praise you, Lord, today and ask for your blessings upon all the audience and upon everyone watching. Let the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be magnified. Let our God arise. Let all your enemies flee from before you. Thank you, Father. And thank you for the anointing of your Spirit today in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I love the book of John's gospel. I love every place in the Bible for sure. And but also I love John chapter 15. Look what the Lord Jesus was saying here in chapter 15 of John. I'm reading here from the Amplified Version of the Bible. It said, I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that continues to bear fruit, He repeatedly prunes so that it will bear more fruit, even richer, finer fruit. He says, you are already clean because the word I've spoken unto you, the teachings which I have discussed with you, remain in me and I will remain in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without remaining in the vine, neither can you bear fruit, producing evidence of your faith, unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For otherwise, apart from me, that is, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. So here we hear the word, Jesus said, I am the true vine. For sure that there must be false vine. That's why I say the true one. You know, people are looking for places to belong, places to attach themselves. They are joining all kinds of things and all kinds of people and all kinds of religion and all kinds of cult or whatever. People are just trying to find somewhere to attach themselves to something. Everybody fears to be alone or left alone on their own. So they're always looking for something to attach themselves to. But then I want you to know that the only best place and the only best one you can attach yourself to is to attach yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ by turning from your sins and giving your life to Jesus Christ. So he says here, my Father is a vine dresser. Now, in the Amplified version of the same of John, I mean in the King James version of John 15. Look what he uses here. He's used a different word. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Still the word, he is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, take it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he produces it that it may bring forth more fruit. So here we see, like, God is like a farmer. He's like someone who takes care of the vine. And he what does he really want? God's desire is to see the vine and the branches produce great fruit. In fact, if you look at chapter 15 there of John, in verse 7, the Lord Jesus said, this is King James Version, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 8 says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. So the vine dresser, the husbandman here, his desire and expectation is to see the branches bringing forth fruit. You know, so his desire, I mean, if you are a farmer or a vine dresser or a cattle rearer or whatever you do in life, your desire is to see that thing grow and make progress. And so it is the desire of also the Heavenly Father to see the vine that he is pruning or purging bring forth fruit. You know, the Father sends the rain on the tree or the vine. He sends the rain and the sun and everything that the vine would need to produce good fruit. And his passion, his desire is to see that vine produce good fruit. So the Father desires, longs, and is hungry and is passionate and can't just wait to see that very vine bring forth abundance fruit. And so here we see also in the book of James chapter 5, and look what James chapter 5 says. In verse 7 it says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. So here we can see that the husbandman, the vine dresser, in this case now, it is the Father. Jesus said, I am the vine. My Father is the husbandman or the vine dresser. And he is passionate and desirous to see the vine, the branches, produce abundance of fruit. The Lord Jesus said that his Father is gladdened and made happy and joyful. This is his dream. This is his expectation that you and I, believers, can bring abundance of fruit. When we bring abundance of fruit, then there is great joy. The husbandman, the vine dresser, the farmer rejoices when he can see the abundance of harvest. So God waits patiently to see the fruit of the earth. He desires. He planted that vine and he sends the rain. He sends everything that is needed to be able to. He pours more manure. He pours more manure. He sends the rain and the sunshine, and he trims, he purges, he watches over it. He makes sure he drives away bugs and whatever will try to eat the vine or destroy the vine. He is passionate. His eye is glued on that very vine and every branch. Much more when the branch begins to bring forth fruit, he purges it. He pours more. He works on it and makes sure that he can give it a more grace so it can produce more fruit. God desires, God hungers, God is passionate to see your life and my life bring fruit that he will delight in. You see, every person on earth is like a tree planted. In fact, the Bible says we are trees of righteousness, that he might be what? Glorified. So every person on earth, God plants us here like a tree. You know, the Lord Jesus said that a tree is known by the fruit it produces. And then John the Baptist said that now the axe is on the root of every tree. And that every tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down. So God is the vine dresser. And in fact, in chapter 3 of Matthew, look what John the Baptist was saying here. But when he saw, verse 7, when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, said unto them, O generation of vipers, who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And friends, whether you believe it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you can be able to discern the signs of the time, there is great wrath coming upon the earth. There's great judgment. It's like we're already in the midst of it. It's almost like the veil, the cloud, is getting more thicker and thicker all over the world, and no man can escape them. There's a wrath, there's a judgment, there's a shaking, there's a tremor, there's a fear, there's a panic, there's uncertainty, there's nervousness all over the world. There's a cloud of darkness coming. And so here we see John the Baptist saying that, who have warned you to flee from the judgment to come? And that this, what you're heading to, there may be a warning to you that it is time you understand that you are a tree planted here on this earth by God Almighty. Now, you may have your own ideas about life, about people, about why we are here, but I can let you know today that you are just a tree planted here on this earth. And God desires to have good fruit out of your life. Fruits of repentance, fruit of a changed life, fruit of purity, fruit of holiness, fruit of righteousness, fruit of truth lived out. God is watching. He is a vine dresser. He sends the rain. He sends the sun. He sends mercy and goodness and compassion. He preserves you. He protects you, even though you may not even know him or even believe in him. God has helped you all your life, whether you know it or not. When Christ died on the cross, he died for you, he died for me. He didn't just die for me alone. Well, he died for you, preacher. No, he died for you too. Whether you're an unbeliever, whether you're an agnostic or an atheist or whatever you are, Jesus Christ died for you. You are here on earth as a tree planted. And the Almighty God desires fruit, good fruit. Remember there in the book of Mark chapter 11, Christ came to that very tree, and he found no fruit. He found no fruit. And he said, from now on, well, let there be no more, you're no more worthy to live. In fact, look at Mark chapter 11, and here was verse 11, saying, Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came, he found nothing on it, for the time of fig was not yet. Now, I was really surprised here, because the Bible says here, the time of fruit of fig was not yet. So normally, this tree, this fig tree, did not really commit any crime, and so to speak, that it didn't have any fruit on it, because it wasn't the time. Well, if it wasn't the time, why would the Lord curse it? Why would he say, well, you are good for nothing, so be gone? But look what it says. And Jesus said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Okay, now, and if you go down a little bit, you go down there, you see that the next day, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Wow. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Oh, the fig tree is dead. He spoke that word, and the tree dies from the root. So he didn't give it any second chance. It's okay, well, next year I would get something better. You remember the parable, the other way said a man came looking fruit from that fig tree. He came 1 year, 2 year, 3, nothing. It's okay. Why leave it a tree? Just cut it down. Then the vine dresser said, oh, master, give it one more year. I'll dig around it. I'll put manure. I'll give it all they need and see if it produces fruit. Okay, if not, let it go. See, here the Lord came, happily hoping, saying, maybe I will find some fruit on this tree. It wasn't the time of the figs. And when he came there, he found nothing. Well, he didn't say, well, okay, I'm going to forgive you, you silly fig. It's not your time. You know, this is not the time for fig. So why would the Lord rebuke it and it dies, or curse it, it dies? That is to teach us a wonderful, wonderful lesson. The Lord Jesus said, the coming of the Lord is going to be like a thief in the night, where nobody is what? Expecting it. He'll come like a thief in the night. When, you know, that's not the time to be ready for anything. It's time to forget about everything and just sleep. So we must be ready at any point in time to make sure we keep our lights shining, our hearts, our minds, our lives ready. That means we must be ready at all time. Anytime the Lord comes, that's what the Bible says, we will be ready. You have a fruit. There is a fruit to offer. There's a fruit of praise. There's a fruit of worship. There's a fruit of righteousness. At any point in time, you can say, well, today is not church. I cannot go. I cannot pray. I cannot. Oh, it's not a conference. Well, if it's a conference time, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be reading my Bible. Or I'm still young. You know, I'm still young. I should still play the fool. Let me play the fool as my parents did, and let me do the vanity things and nonsense. When I'm about to die, then I believe in God. No, at any season of your life, make sure you have something to offer to God. Make sure you have something to offer to God. If the death can come in the morning, death can come in the day or in the night. And when you're young, when you're old, well, it can come anytime. And make sure at any point in time, you are ready. You know, the Lord Jesus said, if the owner of the house had known what time the thief would come, he would have what? Prepared himself. The Bible is saying here, teaching us here, always be ready. There's no time to waste in nonsenses. There's no time to waste chasing the shadow. It can happen at any point in time. When the Lord comes, he wants you and I at any time in day or season to have some fruit to offer to him. Praise be to God. So here, the tree had no fruit and it was cursed and what? He died forever from the root. And then we get back here to Matthew again. We see John the Baptist crying, saying to these people, well, how come? Who woke you up? At last you're waking. At last, you begin to know that you are a sinner. At last, you begin to know that you are on your way to hell. At last, you know that there's nothing good in you. Oh, at last, thank God, at last you are hearing the word of God and you are waking up to the reality that you are lost and on your way to hell. And you are now coming to repent. Oh, be warned. I'm happy the preaching, the teaching has gotten your attention to think, to rethink life. To say, hey, listen, I'm not what I'm supposed to be. I want to come to Jesus Christ. I want to repent of my sins. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to be baptized. And Joseph, well, bring forth, therefore, fruit meet for repentance. Bring forth fruit. Bring forth a new kind of life. Live differently. Show that you've turned from darkness to light. Show that you've turned from the power of Satan to the power of God. Show that you've repented. You've turned away from all your old life. And let people see you now that you have the fruit of repentance. There's a change. There's a radical change. You restore back what you've stolen. That lips that used to curse is now no more cursing. The eyes full of lust is no more lusting. The one used to beat and steal and cheat and lie have turned away and turned to God. Bring forth fruit meet unto repentance. Because, he says here, the axe is on the root of every tree. In chapter 11 of Mark, we saw the fig tree dried from the root. It had no fruit. Here, John the Baptist said, the axe is now laid on the root of every tree. So, and this is very, very important because we are living in a season and hour where nations and cities and families and churches and ministries, whether you are whatever believers or whether you're unbeliever, the axe of judgment is on the root of every tree. And God is demanding that everyone turn from their evil way, turn from their sins, whether nations or cities or individuals or family, the axe on the root of every tree, firms, industries, there's a judgment coming. We are now in the midst of it. There's the shaking has already begun. At this hour and time, no devil can save you. No demons can save you. Only a faith in Christ, only a life lived out in God's presence, only a life that produces good fruit, God can watch over and say, okay, spare this one. I cover this one. I protect this one. God is lifting his hands of protection out of nations, out of the kingdoms, out of people, cities and nations and people, even churches. He's taking his hand protection off of them, unless in them is found genuine fruit. As Isaiah said, as a man is about to cut the tree, and he sees some little, say, oh, there's no fruit here. There's no fruit here. It's all leaves. And he's about to cut it. And then he sees some cluster of grapes. He says, hey, leave this one. There's a blessing in it. There's a blessing in it. And this is very, very important, because God is looking. God is saying, why should I spare you when everybody is going down? Why should you be spared from judgment when everybody is going down? And it says, chapter 65 of Isaiah and verse 8, and it says, thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. Look at that. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in a cluster, and one said, destroy it not. Hold on, wait. For a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And this is very, very important, because here you see the people who are cutting the trees already cutting. Already, boom, trees are going down, they're going down. Then as they put the axe to cut that one, they look, oh, there's some little fruit here. It's just a cluster, just some few, but nice. And he said, uh-oh, master, come and see. Should I cut this one down also? There's a little, nothing else everywhere, but just here, a little cluster. He said, leave it. Because of that little cluster of grapes, leave the entire tree. You remember when God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham started talking with him. Abraham said to the Lord, will you destroy the just and the unjust? What if there are 50 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah? Will you still destroy the city? God said, well, that's a good idea, Abraham. If I can find 50 just, righteous people, 50 people who are grieved at what they see, at what's happening in Sodom, who are saying, it ought not to be so. This is not how a city should be. This is not how a nation should be. These crimes are evil. We hate it. We feel bad about it. If I can find 50 righteous people who are grieved at what is going on, who are crying out, who are not silent, but saying, hey, it ought not to be. Why destroy? Why do we destroy ourselves? Why this here? Why that here? Why violence here? Why war here? Why killing here? Why? If some people, there are up to 50 people crying out against the evil. God said, for the 50, I will spare the whole. I will defer the judgment. I will postpone the judgment. Well, Abraham was a very wonderful negotiator there, and he pushed it down up to the 10 righteous people. And God said, okay, you push me now, Abraham, to the wall. If I will find 10 righteous, just, pure, sincere, innocent, grieving, people who are grieving for the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, who are crying out and who are repenting on behalf of the whole city or nation. I will spare the entire nation because of 10 just, righteous people who are grieving, who are lamenting, who are feeling so pained for the evil they see happening in that land. I will spare them for 10. He didn't find 10. Only Lot and his wife and two daughters, and they escaped. And then judgment came upon you. And some of you may be there. You don't even know what is still keeping the nation going. You don't know what is keeping the country or the firm or the family or the church or whatever. There may be people in your place there. There may still be righteous people there. Few of them. God said here, when I see that little cluster in that tree that is about to be cut down, I will spare it. Why? For the sake of my servants, for the sake of those who are grieved and crying and weeping and pleading and praying and repenting on behalf of the nation, on behalf, say God, oh, spare our land, forgive our sins. We are evil. We are worthy to be destroyed. God said, if I will find such people there, I will spare the entire land. A little cluster, a little remnant. Few people who are weeping and crying and repenting, who loot and hate the violence, the wickedness, the crime, the injustice, the murmuring and the gossiping and the hypocrisy and all those things, and the grief, the prayer, the cry. God said, if I can find this amount, I can spare the entire people. That can be what is keeping many nations of the world today from judgment. And so here that God said, a little cluster in that tree, and I would say, hey, there's a blessing in it. You have some hope that you could change, you could get better, you could turn around and live godly and righteously. Now, Father, I thank you today for your word, and bless everyone, Lord God, I believe, through this ministry of your word today, as you touch hearts and minds and lives and cities and nations. And it is time we bring forth fruit meet unto repentance. This time we know that you are watching. You are the husbandman. You are the vine dresser. You are observing what is going on in the world, all over the nations of the world, in individuals, families, homes, churches, ministry, nations, Father, governments. Father, may it be that today those who hear this word will say, oh God, let there be a cluster found in me. Let there be something found in me, my family and church, in our city, nation, that will make you defy the judgment. In Jesus' name. Pray this prayer for me. Say, Lord, here I am. Have mercy on my soul. Forgive my sins. Oh, Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I believe you are the Son of God. Don't cut me down. Pour grace on me, oh God. I will produce good fruit, meet for repentance, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Take a photo of the info on the screen, write and call today. I want to hear from you. God bless you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize your sin, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sin. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe he died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.